Turkish police begin a search at the residence of the Saudi consul to Istanbul as part of their investigation into the disappearance of the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. A team of a dozen police and prosecutors, including forensics experts, entered the residence of Mohammed al-Otaibi one day after he left Istanbul for Riyadh. The Saudi delegation earlier entered the premises to take part in what has said to be a joint probe. Meanwhile, reports say that Saudi Arabia had delivered $100 million to the U.S. at the same time that American Secretary of State Mike Pompeo landed in Riyadh earlier this week. The money had been pledged as a reciprocation of what Riyadh calls American efforts to stabilize areas in Syria. The Saudi government is in hot water over the Khashoggi incident, which is suspected of being a brutal murder. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas has postponed his trip to Saudi Arabia.
We will not accept the fact that journalists across the world are put into danger more and more often because of their work, and this also goes for Saudi Arabia. Regarding my travel plans, we had planned a visit in the context of the dialogue with Saudi Arabia. We will wait on that now.
Maas said the incident is and remains extraordinarily worrying, and the accusations are serious. He added that Germany has already requested Riyadh to solve the case immediately and completely. The U.S. daily The New York Times says that the suspects behind the incident have close ties with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The report asserts that one of the suspects is Salman's companion, three others part of a security detail, and a fifth a forensic doctor. Jamal Khashoggi went missing on October 2nd after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Sami Hamdi, editor-in-chief of the International Interest, joins us from London to share with us his thoughts on this. Sami Hamdi, welcome. So I think the key question over here, if the death becomes a reality, would be accountability and at what level. And behind that, the countries that may be the pivotal countries will determine that. Do you agree with that, and how do you see this panning out in that respect?
I think what we have to be aware of first and foremost is that the way in which Donald Trump has been the one making the excuses for Saudi Arabia, essentially he was the one who first peddled the narrative of rogue elements potentially killing Khashoggi. I think we have to remember that there are very deep interests between the U.S. and between Saudi Arabia. For the first time, Israel and Saudi Arabia have a Saudi leader who is more amenable to their interests. This is Mohammed bin Salman, who has applied unprecedented pressure on the Palestinians to try to accept conditions that they would otherwise not accept. He has been an integral part of Kushner's forming Kushner's deal of the century. So the Americans are very reluctant to give up Mohammed bin Salman, and this is why Pompeo made a 12-hour visit for 15 minutes sitting down with King Salman and less than an hour sitting with Mohammed bin Salman in order to try to iron out the details. I think with regards to accountability, the main card is with Turkey. President Erdogan is very upset with Mohammed bin Salman. He bears a very deep grudge with Mohammed bin Salman because of his perceived role in the attempted coup on July 15. So with Erdogan, he's very keen to burn Mohammed bin Salman. Pompeo is essentially going now to Turkey to essentially be the middleman between Saudi Arabia and Turkey, to ask Turkey to give up, to stop trying to blackmail Saudi Arabia, to give up the drip leak of information. The sad reality of this Khashoggi case is this very explanation, in that it has nothing to do with human rights or freedom of speech or the protection of journalists. It's all about Kushner saving his Middle East vision, King Salman saving Mohammed bin Salman, and Turkey trying to get out of political and economic isolation by bartering the risk to Mohammed bin Salman in exchange for benefits to emerge from this isolation. This is the reality of what we're facing.
Which of the countries has more sway in saving Saudi Arabia ultimately?
I think it's difficult to say. I think what's interesting is that Saudi Arabia sent Khalid al-Faisal, one of the senior royals, to Turkey to try to convince Erdogan to drop those particular charges, to drop the accusations and stop the drip of information. I think ultimately what we've seen in the past, this is a region where Sisi has survived opening fire on protesters in Rabaa, killing hundreds of people, and he survived. This is a region where Assad has killed the Syrian population, he survived. This is a region where blood is actually considered quite cheap. Moreover, the international community tends to be driven by the U.S. It was the U.S. that led the invasion on Iraq, U.S. that led the invasion of Afghanistan, U.S. that led the NATO intervention in Libya. If the U.S. is not interested, which other power would realistically come and take the helm of trying to achieve accountability? Europe won't do it, China won't do it, Russia won't do it. So this is the reality here. If the U.S. decides not to pursue this particular issue, if it decides to stand shoulder to shoulder with Saudi Arabia and propagate this made-up narrative that Saudi Arabia wasn't involved, the harsh reality is that the big boy politics will take precedence over the need to protect human rights, the need to protect freedom of the press, and the need to protect journalists. This is the sad reality.
Sami Hamdi, thank you so much. Editor-in-Chief of International Interests.